Protesters stepped off from Seattle Central Community College shortly after 6 and made their way to the central area. They picked up a group of comrades and began a long, winding, bellicose march in and out of downtown Seattle. Anarchists dressed in black, many wearing masks, mixed with protesters in ordinary street clothes, men in t-shirts and women in sundresses. Their chants and slogans ranged from complaints about the prison system to echoes of the day's earlier worker and immigrants' rights demonstration. It was a disorganized group by design. The one theme that seemed to unite them was hostility toward the police, who rode stone-faced next to them on black mountain bikes.
Cops! Pigs! Murderers!
The march headed through the heart of downtown without much disruption, except to traffic. They looped back around through the retail core, where the first hints of violence flared up. Two self-styled superheroes were along, they said, to keep the peace. At one point, a protester silly-stringed a purple-costumed superhero, who punched the protester in the face.
Oh, hey, break it up! Break it up!
A small melee ensued, until the superheroes took refuge behind a wall of police. Marchers wended their way through Belltown, then up past Seattle Center and down 6th Avenue near Antioch University. There, the mood of the protest began to darken, along with the fading sunlight. A Mercedes convertible got caught in the crowd, who taunted and jeered at the driver. Police surrounded the car, and the scuffle broke out. Police deployed their pepper spray. Undaunted, the agitated crowd moved back down to the retail core.
We have the right to walk where we want. We are American citizens. I'll walk.
From there, it was back up to Capitol Hill and another standoff with police. There were more skirmishes, but by then marchers had walked many miles, too tired, perhaps, for an out-and-out clash with authorities. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.